Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am excited to be here with you and join in this time of remembering our highest, truest, divine selves and how we're to manifest that in the world. And to provide support to each other as we walk this journey. So welcome. If you've been here many times, welcome. If you're new, welcome. And everybody in the middle, welcome. So if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. You can find it on Amazon, where it's number one international bestseller. As well, you can find it on other online stores like Barnes & Noble and Balboa Press, their own bookstore online. And Love's Curriculum started with me waking up to my sole assignment to scribe the book for the High Council. And the High Council includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other spiritual teachers. They've gathered to work with us, and we'll be talking more about that here today, how they're there to help us. Now, it started as a book, and it's really turned into Love's Curriculum as a community, as a teaching, as a movement to awaken love, to awaken higher consciousness, to join together in igniting our hearts and bringing heaven to earth. And again, we're going to talk lots more about that. I do want to say, though, I did not start out knowing this assignment or as an intuitive or a spiritual mentor. I, back in the 90s, started my career as a lawyer, and I had definitely made lots of choices based on intellect and what I should be doing and what made sense, and that led me to become a lawyer. And then it was on my first day of my first full-time law position that I had a big wake-up call from my soul, and I realized that I was here for a different reason. I remembered that reason. I heard it as a whisper, remember, there's something else you're here to do. I felt it in my gut and my solar plexus, like, whoa. So it stopped me in my tracks and woke me up again. And so I began to listen to that small voice inside and began an intense spiritual and personal growth journey, taking classes on intuition, reading lots of Hay House books, going to lectures and courses, training in Reiki. And after about 3 years, I left my law career and began a new adventure, became a mom. I traveled and healed through divorce and counseling, and eventually decided to become a spiritual counselor myself. And it was through that learning and growing process that I woke up to this assignment to be a bridge to the spiritual realm, and eventually to know that I was to specifically bring the High Council to you through Love's Curriculum, the book, and through live shows like this and other programs and opportunities to join together. So I am thrilled to be living my purpose and to also be mentoring others to, like you, to step in to also remembering your soul's divine purpose and getting the courage and the support to show up and to make a difference in the world by living that purpose. So today we are going to explore the idea that we are here to create heaven on earth. Or another way we could say it is to create a new paradigm for what it means to be human, to bring Christ consciousness to the world. So we're going to look at what does that mean? And I'll read from Love's Curriculum. And then towards the latter half of the show, I'm going to tune in and bring through the High Council for us all in a guided experience. So that's what the show will look like today. So I invite you to sit back and relax. We're here for another 50 minutes together. And to really open your heart and soul and mind, enjoy this time together. Give this time to yourself to really connect with love, with this higher purpose, with your highest self. So again, welcome. I am glad you are here. And before we dive into this topic of creating heaven on earth, I'm going to do my standard surrender and intention prayer. So I ask now that Spirit, God, Creator, all that is, the Divine, the Holy Spirit, love, work through me, come through me, through my words, through our connection, that love be serving us here today, that it guide this time together, so that it be in each of your highest good, in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. So this concept of creating heaven on earth, what does that actually look like? Or what might it look like? It might look like a world that works for everyone, a world where we've raised our consciousness so that we are acting differently, we are treating the earth differently and each other differently. Many speak of the fact that we're evolving, that this is a new age, that being human is going to change. What does that look like as we elevate and raise into the fifth dimension? Historically and religiously and spiritually, for many, many years, centuries, heaven on earth, bringing heaven to earth, has been the way it's been described. I also called it creating a new paradigm for what it means to be human. So meaning we shift our consciousness, so what it means to be human, our perspective, our projections, our understanding of the world shifts into higher consciousness, into Christ consciousness, where we remember that we are all connected, that we are all divine, and we treat each other that way. We work together that way. And I really liked that new way of describing what heaven and earth might be, that it really is a shift in what it means to be human, in this paradigm of humanity. And I first heard that when I was doing a course by the personal development group Landmark. And he was sharing that idea that we could shift this paradigm of being human. And he gave us an example that hundreds of years ago, you, whatever class you were born into, you stayed that way. There was no idea of becoming something else. If you were born royal, you were royal. If you were born a farmer, you stayed a farmer. If you were born a slave, you stayed a slave. There was no concept of self-improvement, self-realization. But at some point, those ideas started to surface, and more people began to think that that's what it meant to be human, that you weren't stuck in the caste or class in which you were born, that to be human meant you could follow your dreams and improve yourself. The country, the United States, was founded on many of those principles. But to remember, that wasn't always even in the realm of consciousness. But then it began to come forward into consciousness to the point now where it seems wrong or strange when we see cultures where people are still stuck in the class in which they were born. But before that shift in the paradigm of being human or consciousness happened, we didn't even see it as wrong. it just was what it meant to be human, is you were born and you were born into the class you were born into, and that was it. But now it's shifted. The paradigm has shifted so that anywhere we see the old way that you're stuck in the station in which you're born, it just seems strange and bizarre. So I'm inviting us that we're shifting again into a new paradigm, into this evolution, into the fifth dimension, into a higher consciousness where we remember that we're connected, as opposed to acting from fear and separation and the ego. And I've made it realize that that's my mission, Love's Curriculum's mission, is to be a voice that positively helps create this new paradigm of being human, in which we can connect with our divine essence and the spiritual realm to create heaven on earth. Imagine that. And I invite you, will you join me in that calling to shift the paradigm of what it means to be human, to shift away from fear and competition, to a world where we remember that we are divine and we connect with the spiritual realm to create heaven on earth. So, it may feel easier said than done. What is this creating heaven on earth? How do we do this? How do we shift our thinking? How do we raise our consciousness? And it could also be described as enlightenment. And the very nature of it is beyond our thinking that we already know. It's going to stretch us beyond our control, beyond our limited thinking. Reminds me of when Einstein, and I'm paraphrasing here, but said to the point that we can't solve our problems at the level of mind that created them. So same here, as we create this new world, this heaven on earth, it's not going to happen from the way in which we already know ourselves. It's requiring us to enlighten, to expand. And how do we find our way? How do we do that work of expanding and enlightening? Well, luckily there are many teachers, there are ancient practices and religions that provide roadmaps. Love's curriculum is all about helping us. I know from my experience it involves being present, being here right now. It involves expanding our awareness to see that we are connected to all, whether that's through meditation, epiphanies, healing, facing our emotions and our fears, communicating, forgiving. In Love's Curriculum, it mentions that it's about learning to love our enemies as ourselves, that ancient, well, somewhat ancient, that original idea from the Bible, loving our enemies as ourselves, as Jesus told us. To me, that means seeing that your brother and sister and you are one ultimately. It's about remembering our true divine nature, forgiving this illusion, and seeing that only love is real. And it's about surrendering. We need to ask for help. If we're going to go beyond our limited thinking, we need to surrender to that higher power, just as so many have felt and experienced healing from addictions by surrendering to the higher power. Us shifting our consciousness and evolving takes surrendering beyond our control, trusting those loving divine guides, the teachers like Jesus, Buddha. And it definitely involves asking for help, especially when we're meant to bring this higher understanding. So bring this knowing that we're all connected, that we are connected with divine guides, bringing it into everyday life and not acting from fear or separation or our limited thinking. So in that moment, we need to ask for help from those divine guides who are already in that consciousness of oneness. We need to ask for their help. And I'm going to read a little quote here from chapter one of Love's Curriculum around this idea that we create this heaven on earth by working with those divine guides who have gone ahead of us, who are here to help us. And so this is the passage. Always ask your guides for healing There are helpers everywhere. They help the highest part of the mind manifest. We, the guides, are here and are sent by the Holy Spirit to help you. And trust in what you cannot see with these ego eyes or your body eyes. Trust in divine magic, in divine helpers. They bring in the mind of God, which is curious, creative, joy, all potential, love, the highest good, win-win situations, joining, and oneness. A unity versus one limited mind, separate and on its own. So trust in us, your divine guides, who are here to help you see, to truly see with the eyes of divine oneness at the direction of the Holy Spirit. So, part of this awakening to this new paradigm, the paradigm in which we remember our divine nature and that we are guided and working with the spiritual realm, happens by asking those divine guides for help, by knowing that we are being guided here on this journey. And when I thought about how does this begin to manifest, so in that passage I just read, the guides say that in connecting with them and asking for their help, then that highest part of mind can become manifest in the world, that higher consciousness. So as we surrender to those guides already in that higher consciousness, they help us bring it into manifestation here to create heaven on earth here. And ultimately, I'm reminded, as is talked about in A Course in Miracles and in Love's curriculum, that it really is a miracle. This shift in thinking, this shift into the truth, the holy instant happens. It's not of this world. It's a shift outside of the illusion. And so we don't logically create it or with our will create it. It's something that we, with our willingness, we open to and ask for. But then ultimately it's a gift given to us from the divine, by the divine, the Holy Spirit working through us. Now, some of you may be thinking what I began to think as I explored this topic, and that it can feel easier said than done, this remembering oneness in the face of a conflict, for example, or getting out of judgment and being open to those that have different opinions from us. So what does it really mean or look like on the court? How do we do this in the moment? And so I'm going to read another passage from Love's curriculum that I think gives us some comfort and hope in that area. And so this passage is in the voice of the Divine Mother. Be gentle as you walk with Jesus by your side. Be gentle with yourself and others. Again, act only with gentleness and love, honoring yourselves like the princes and princesses of God that you are. Only then may you walk the world, spreading God's love and light as is your calling to do. So there, the invitation that as we do this work, we're not to judge ourselves or beat ourselves up or try to be perfect at it. That the very act of gentleness and bringing love to ourselves through this enlightening journey helps us raise our consciousness, helps us open to that very love that we're wishing to create in the world. And then I'll read further here in the voice of Jesus here, another passage. You are not meant to ignore this world of form or what seems to occur in it, but you are to respond from love and to see the truth that all is love. You are to take action with love. You are to remember the peace that lies within you and your brothers and sisters. Call it out. Enter the kingdom of heaven. Wipe away the world of fear and pain. Bring light to every situation as best you can. Be gentle with yourself as you learn. For gentleness for yourself must be, no matter where you are at or how well you judge yourself to be doing in bringing light. Be forgiven and bring love to any self-judgments too. You must bring love and light to yourself as the means to bringing love and light to all. Even when things happen, and they do appear to happen to you in this third dimension world of form, they can never destroy love. The ultimate reality and truth of love remain untouched. So another little glimpse into how important self-love and gentleness is as we manifest Christ consciousness into the world. And again, to ask for help. So what I've found is in every moment when I'm faced with a challenge or conversation or an upset, or I look out onto the world, is to bring love in the sense of asking for love to be there, surrendering, praying, asking for help, trusting those divine guides to lead you in each moment of how you can manifest love, and to remember that you are loved as well. And so that brings me to one more point we're going to look at before we begin to read some more passages from Love's Curriculum. And that's the idea that has come more and more to me and is in Love's Curriculum as well, and that I love Ram Dass as a teacher for. Maybe some of you also have found him as a wonderful teacher about really being love here present in the world. So it's not this journey to heaven on earth isn't about leaving into another realm or going away into the fifth dimension. We are here to bring it here into this illusion of form. We are here to be love in the very face of this duality. We are to learn to open our eyes here in this very seemingly physical world and to begin to see that it's vibrating with love everywhere. To see that you are connected with each person. To see that connective divine light. So the awakening really happens here as we bring and ground the expansion in love here, and then we see this very world transform before our eyes as we raise into the fifth dimension. So just a reminder that as we do our practices of expansion and we open our hearts through meditation and we may feel very illuminated, expansive experiences, especially maybe on our own through meditation, and we may feel connected to those higher realms, and we may long for those realms even. But really, it's about opening to that expansion and then bringing it here into action. So good to do practices where you ground your feet to the earth, where you bring that expansive open-heartedness and you root it here so that you can begin to transform this illusion in front of us. And I am so glad that you are here doing this work of expanding. And I welcome you wherever you are. I love you wherever you are on your path, just as we are instructed to be gentle and love ourselves. Because truly, we also need to let go of that ego that would say there even is some kind of linear path or a place to go, or that some may be ahead of others, just needing to forgive that whole idea. Even that there is any comparison or any real place to go. Again, coming right back into this present moment and just welcoming love here, right now. Maybe even placing your hand on your heart right now. And just say, I welcome love here now. Bringing in those guides and angels to be with you. And so I'll leave you in that space there for a moment while we take a short break. And then when we get back, I'm going to read some passages from Love's Curriculum. And I had a hard time choosing because the book is full of passages and chapters on this point that we've been covering today. It's part of the whole book, Messages of Enlightenment. So it's woven in everywhere. And I invite you to check out the book if you haven't yet so you can experience it all. But today I'm going to read a few passages from chapter 13, Forgiveness and Claiming Your Place as a Prince or Princess of God. And it's in the voice of Jesus and the Divine Mother. So we'll take a short couple minute break here, and then when we get back, I will read from Love's Curriculum. This is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum radio show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell. And today we are exploring this idea that we are here to create heaven on earth, to create a new paradigm of what it means to be human, to manifest Christ consciousness in the world. And I am going to read now from the book Love's Curriculum, from which this show comes. And today I'm going to read from a few passages from chapter 13. Again, it's called Forgiveness and Claiming Your Place as a Prince or Princess of God. And it's in the voice of Jesus and the Divine Mother. And so the very first, here we go. Never mind, I lost my place there. All right, so I invite you to sit back, close your eyes if you wish even. The words in Love's Curriculum are really meant to just wash over. You may not understand them intellectually, but you may notice that they raise you. So they are a help as well into this idea of creating heaven on earth, into expanding and opening our consciousness and bringing it here into manifestation. Here we go. Jesus and Divine Mother. We wish to help you to learn how to bring this love into the world, to bring heaven to earth, which is your job and mission for God as part of his army, his team for love, and which leads all to awakening. We wish to instruct you on how to love your enemies as yourself, and how to love fully yourself and God through forgiveness and claiming your place as a prince or princess of God. See now in our words below how these work to bring love to yourself and the world and God. Forgiveness is a means of revealing the kingdom of heaven. It is an expression of God's love in form, and it wipes away the clouds of pain and suffering that siding with the ego voice brings. When you forgive yourself for any harm you think you may have done, for any sin that cannot have really happened, you remember your true quality and the quality of all: peace, love, joy, innocence. The list goes on. And then you may live from this state of forgiveness and remembering and choose to walk the world as the princes and princesses of God that you are. Then you bless the entire world with light as you remember and honor yourself as a prince and princess of God. And the light of this blessing spreads out across the entire world to envelop the entire world in the pure white light of heaven. The light of this blessing shines out of every pore of your body. It shines out of your feet, leading them onward, bringing light to all. It spreads open the gates of heaven that were never closed and dissolves the ego's illusion. It seems as if the ego placed gates on heaven's door and created sacrifice as the key to opening them. But fear not, little ones. This is merely an illusion, the illusion of separation that is not the truth. In truth, the doorway to heaven is always open. It is always open, living in your mind. Let the Holy Spirit guide you to remember this heaven, the kingdom that lies forever and always within you. Become a prince and princess of this kingdom, walking the world in light and love, spreading God's messages of love and forgiveness and salvation for all. Unite with your brothers and sisters. Who are you? Unite with us guides, the angels, Jesus, the masters, all the servants of God. Let us all into your heart to awaken to the kingdom that lies within all of us, that is all of us, and where we are at home with God in peace and love and joy, in salvation. Forgiveness and letting go of the ego belongs with you, with the help of the Holy Spirit guiding you, that voice for truth in your mind. Forgiveness is about seeing that all is love and that all is within you. It is about seeing your oneness with all of God's creation, all life, and knowing and claiming and reaffirming the truth that all is love, all is one, all is forgiven, including the ego. For it is equally important to forgive the ego for its mistaken belief, to forgive that part of your mind, the ego mind. Forgive it with gentleness and love. Welcome it home too. Welcome it home into the folds of God's loving embrace. It is mistaken. It is in fear. Welcome it home as you would a lost lamb. When I, Jesus, said that the little lamb shall be brought home to God, my statement applies equally to you as God's lost child or lamb as it does to welcoming home the ego part of your mind that has strayed, that is like the lamb that has strayed and trembles in fear of the world, lost and alone and afraid of the big, bad wolf. Similarly, the ego part of your mind instructs you to be afraid, speaking to you of its fear of the out there, of the big, scary world. And it needs your love and compassion. You need to surrender it to me. Surrender your ego to me for love, and give it your love and forgiveness as well. It happens on two levels. You surrender to me, and you love the ego yourself. And these two levels are joined. It is one love. Let my love for you and God's love for you, which is shown in the fact that I am here with the Holy Spirit to help guide you home, bring you back into the fold of oneness, back into God's loving embrace, back into your awareness of God's love, an embrace that has never left you. Never have you truly gone astray. You have merely been asleep and dreaming of being the lost lamb away from his master and home and his mother, the Divine Mother. Let us love all parts of you, including the ego. Do not hide in shame or arrogance or unforgiveness any longer. Let us awaken the truth in you now. Forgiveness is the way home into loving the ego mind. Forgiveness brings the ego home into love. Forgiveness undoes the thought system of the ego and affirms the thought system of the Holy Spirit, leading all home. And we wish for you to remember that you are part of the all. You, who are a part of God and a part of the whole, with all your brothers and sisters. Forgiveness helps affirm this truth as you learn through forgiveness to see that you and your brothers and sisters are one. And you learn to see that the perceived sin you see in your brother or sister is but a mirror and a reflection of the sin you perceive to be in you and then project outward in your fear of God. And thus forgiveness undoes the ego, claiming the love that is real, letting the ego illusion go. No matter what seemingly horrendous acts are committed here, or seemingly committed here, love, the truth, is unaltered. Forgiveness for the acts as well is the only way to move forward into acting in more loving, true ways. Otherwise, you and the whole earth are stuck in guilt, shame, and loss, the ego. So forgive the acts of the past and make amends by living a life now of love, a life where you claim the truth of self and other, the truth that we are all love. And from that place, create a loving world with loving action. And so we'll stop there. Just invite you to take a big deep breath. Just letting all the words just move through you and land. Just trusting they find their way into your heart and soul. So we'll take another short break, and then when we get back, I'm going to tune in to the High Council and we will go on a guided journey with them, see what they wish to share and bring to us today. All right, we'll see you back in a couple minutes. Hey there. Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting a Day to Connect with Love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Welcome back. Again, if you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today we have been exploring this purpose to create heaven on earth. And what does that mean, and how do we do that? And now, as promised, I'm going to tune in to the High Council and bring them through to the group for about 10 to 15 minutes here as we end the show. All right, so for this part of our time together, I invite you, if you're able, to sit back, close your eyes as you would for meditation, to go within and take a big deep breath. Good. And another big deep breath in and out. Good. And then on this next breath, breathing in, and on the exhale, just release any thoughts of the day so far or things still yet to do. So breathing in and releasing. Good. All right. So without further ado, I ask now that the High Council come through me to you. I ask my angels and guides that work directly with me that you help me be a clear conduit for this time together. I ask that this time, these messages, this experience be in the highest good of each one here today, each one listening, and in the highest good of all. And so it is. And in the name of love, and so it is. Dear ones, we are eager to work with you, to remind you to be light and joy, that your enlightening journey be filled with the joy of knowing that you are supported and guided every step of the way. And yet we know that it may not always feel that that is your experience. And that, again, is just another layer to heal, to release, another block, another seemingly shadow or shadowed part in your mind and in your experience. But that we are there even in those times. So to remember and to call on us in every moment, call on us from the darkness. Some of you may feel that you are unworthy in those times, but that is the very moment in which we are there to be with you, in which you need us the most, or appear to need us the most. For in our world, in our view, there is no comparison of the times in which you need us. We are simply there with you, loving you all the time. So we are there for you always, in all times, in all experiences. And so let us work as we are exploring today how to bring wings to your heart, how to lift up your physical experience, how to raise your awareness as you move in the world of form, as you experience the heaviness of the body, how to bring our words, our comfort, our connection to you in those moments, into your human experience, into your hearts, which are both enlightened and enlivened with the divine love. And yet the human experience may have put heaviness upon your hearts, may feel difficult, heartbreak and loss. And so as we ignite that heart, that divine spark that lives within your heart, it can help you release the tension, the heaviness, the darkness, the hurt, the longing of the human heart. It is not to distance yourself from the human experience or to even get rid of it, but to bring love to it so that the way in which you navigate the world of form is one of peace and love and connection and compassion. is one in which you can continue to open your heart through heartbreak and loss, in which you can bring the light that you are, the light to which you are connected, that you can bring it here into your experience, letting it illuminate, enliven, cleanse, and heal all you may experience in your physical realm, in your physical experience. And so now we ask that you place your hand on this heart of which we speak, this heart center, and taking a big deep breath into your heart and out of your heart. And we wish now for you to see your heart that has wings, this divine heart, this connected heart with the heart of Jesus that lives within you, whether it feels clear or shadowed in this moment. If you need to trust us that it is there because it is hard to find, then do so. For others, you may find that you can access this heart with wings, this heart of Jesus within you easily. So whatever your experience, ask to be connected now to that divine heart within each of you, that spark of the divine, that true you, that true divine part of you, of which we spoke earlier, that as you begin to connect with it and manifest that in the world, you create heaven on earth. So wherever you find yourself in connecting with that divine heart within you, place your hand there now and just ask that you bring it forward. Even if it may feel locked behind bars or gates, just bring it forward. Allow it to be present here in whatever condition it is. Perhaps it's shining brightly, or as we said, it may feel locked or clouded, but bring it here. And begin to breathe our love into that heart. Breathing into your heart and out of your heart. You may see us floating above you, the archangels, Jesus, any form of the divine which resonates with you as loving and compassionate, as emblazoning the truth upon your heart and in your mind. Any teachers of truth and light, let them send love into this heart of yours, into the, reaching that divine heart within you. And as you do, realize this divine heart can never be touched, harmed, that even if it may feel shadowed or locked away, it is not diminished. It is whole and complete, just as you are whole and complete. Keep breathing into that heart, allowing their love to emblazon it. And now you may ask for any blocks or barriers or bars or shadows, any hurt or ache to be lovingly and gently washed away with love, letting the angels send divine healing light. So now they are healing. Notice the human part of your experience, the human heart, the part that would feel hurt, broken. And again, noticing that that divine heart has been untouched, has remained pure and whole and complete. And so as you allow the angels to send white healing light to the broken or darkened or blocked parts of the human experience within you, also allow that divine heart within you to begin to send healing as well, to radiate out healing, to remove and to heal that human heart within you. Seeing that just as we send love, the love comes from within you as well. One wellspring of love. As we said, one love coming from us and coming from you. so that we love you and you love you. And surrender as you love and let this heart love yourself and love the parts of you that have felt hidden or broken or saddened or hurt. You may surrender those as an added help. Just surrender any of those limits, those hurts, any broken parts to us, letting us lift them up and heal them. It's the same time that you radiate out love, healing. And then keep breathing now into your heart. Feel your hand on your heart so that as we are lifting your consciousness to this experience with us in this higher realm and dimension, at the same time we ask you to feel the physical, feel your skin, the heat of your hand on your heart. This is about bringing this expansion right into your living physical awareness, present right now, so that this connection and expansion shines right out of your human eyes into this very moment, bringing heaven and earth together. So again, that we are not away having this experience, but this experience, this healing is happening right now, even in your physical body. And keep breathing in and out of your heart, hearing our words, sensing our love coming to your heart and your heart radiating out love. And also feeling your feet on the floor, the coolness of your skin or the warmth. Just receive our love right into your physical body, that experience of being human. And let this light begin to come from your physical hand into your skin, into your heart center. Ask that our love come really solidly down into your body, into this experience, bringing it from up above you, down into your heart. It is through your heart that you truly connect with the world, bringing heaven to earth. Your heart is a center for connection, for blending heaven and earth. And so here we emblazon this heart center of yours that you may go out bringing love, bringing light to yourself and to others and to God. Being a being of beaming light, a being beaming light and love. Firstly to yourself, at the same time to others in the world. And knowing that we are with you, God is with you. One big circle, one big system of love involving all these parts. A wholeness and a oneness, one love. And we thank you for being here. And so it is. All right, take a big deep breath, slowly opening your eyes. Or if you wish to just stay in that experience longer, whatever feels right for you. Oh, well, thank you for that. I hope that that experience is helping ground this love that you are into your physical experience, helping you feel comfort and ease here. And I thank each one of you for joining us here today, for listening. And I hope that we stay connected as we go forward. I invite you to the website, lovescurriculum.com. There are other opportunities like the circle, the monthly circle, and a new course, self-study course, where you can keep expanding this experience if you wish, working with the High Council through me and with meditation and guidance. And I just wish you all well on your path wherever it leads you over the next couple of weeks. May you be blessed and may you feel God's love and walk in light and sharing, receiving the light and love and sharing the light and love. All right. Wonderful to be here with you. Take care. Bye-bye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.